and the world just isn't ready. It's your girl, Drea Love. Go down at the running water today. I'm sure you can hear it. The earth called me in today, out in the bay. I needed some medicine in different ways, so I found some running water, and here I am making my attempts at feeling better, whatever that means for me. I don't like to feel out of sorts. I don't like to not feel well. I don't like to feel uneasy. So I make every attempt I have, every attempt to handle my business. And when I don't feel well, I go get medicine. I do not sit with that feeling inside of me. I do not let not feeling well or other people's stuff or things that have happened, I don't let that stuff sit in me, not any longer. Now that I know what it feels like to not have to hold all that. When it does come along and bump into me and try to spill onto me and stick onto me, I know that I need to get it off. So I'm down at the water, getting it off. Yeah, that's me. But this medicine down here, it's so good. I just lay here and look up at the trees and be covered by all the leaves and be guarded from the sun, but it's peeking in, and the water, just a sound. The frequency just brings you down for real. It takes you down a whole nother realm. It's like you can't be mad out here. It just kind of takes you away. And I'm kind of covered in too by the trees, so it's nice. I feel a little secluded. It's amazing that there's all these little nooks all over the place that we can just go visit, that Mother Earth has all this free medicine for us. When we don't feel well, when we don't know who to go to, when we don't know who to talk to, when we don't know who to gossip to. We can go talk to Mother Earth and she can give us the medicine that we need. Probably even the medicine that our own mama can't give us. Oh, Mother Earth always makes me feel better. Always. Changes things for me. Because there's no words out here too, you just get to feel your way through things and observe and become one with. It's just relaxing. So coming out here, because I needed some me time, I was feeling a little heavy with some things I've got to deal with. As you guys know, I talk about a lot of my stuff because I feel like that's the only way I could teach you about stuff is by getting through my stuff. So be it personal or not, here I am. I'm going through stuff in my family that I don't like, but I must deal with it like a trooper. Because I am not going to let this take me down. I've already had a lot to deal with. And I've made a lot of choices about what I don't want in my life. And sometimes when you got to move on, you got to move on. So it's very interesting how the universe is presenting me lessons. Ooh, do I not like them? Definitely don't like them. But I see them. I see them clear. I'm not going to outline them for you all because there are so many, but they are vivid. Are they ever vivid? I get shown the reasons for why everything's happening, the details of how everything's playing out in everybody's life and why either my hands are supposed to be off or on, or I'm supposed to be there or away, or whatever my part is, I get shown. And I must play my part. So knowing that I must play my part in this job that I have said yes to and taken, being part of this universal consciousness and agreeing to be the creature that I am, just flow, not fight anymore. So I flow. That's what I do. I flow with my life. I'm so grateful for the opportunity to get to do what I want, when I want, how I want. God, when I used to live in a life where I was just enslaved by schedules and work and too much stuff. Like, I'm so grateful that I don't have to deal with that at this point in my life. The universe gave me such a break and gave me such an opportunity to give me some time for myself. And man, this has been the best gift ever. Because she found me, I found her, we found each other. And today we're meeting down by the water. And we're meeting with Pachamama, with Mother Earth. And she's given us some medicine and helping us link up with the earthly Andrea and the spiritual Andrea and the soul that I am. And making sure all this earthly stuff doesn't get to me too much, because we are spiritual beings. And sometimes retreating, reuniting with Mother Earth, and just remembering who it is that we are, why it is that we came here. Not worry so much about the silly stuff, even though they feel like big things. They feel like big things, but this shall too pass. This too shall pass. This too shall pass. And I do trust the universe to take care of everything. I don't like how things are, but I do know that that's okay. It's okay. The universe always has my back. And if people want to stay in lower vibrations, we must honor that. That's a terrible lesson to know. I hate that lesson. It's one of my most hated lessons. If people want to stay in lower vibrations, we must leave them. That's been a hard one for me, because I've lost a lot of people from that. I was talking to my business partner, Hulu, with that about that today. Because as I'm still in the Bay, and he just got back from New York, and we're visiting family and things. And, you know, we always, you know how it is. Family's family and life is life, and we have to find our own way. But, you know, we're not always eye to eye with everybody. And realizing, you know I had to leave here for a reason, because I couldn't withstand this frequency and this vibration and the fighting and the silliness. And so being not pulled back into that, but just observing that frequency again, observing it with wide eyes and awareness of what it is that is happening, because I'm no longer interested in participating in that. And I hate to see that people I love want to stay in lower vibrational frequencies. That sucks. But it is their life. It is everybody's life. People have their own life. People make their own choices. It doesn't matter who they are or how much you love them. They are all responsible for their own lives. We are all responsible for our own lives. And we must all make the choices to do what we do in our lives, and to take accountability, to take responsibility, and to become fully integrated with who we are spiritually. And, you know, some of us have so much of a qualm with God or with the universe or with spirit, or coming in into whoever it is that we are, and dealing with the world and the piece of shit that it feels like it is, and how hard it feels like it is. We're so engulfed with the pain of the world that all we can do is sit in the pain of the world. And that pain is more comfortable than dealing with life, than dealing with coming into our consciousness. And I mean, I get it, because I've been there, and I'm so sad about it, but I hate seeing it. It's like the shittiest part of this is being able to be out of it, but seeing so many people still in it, and people don't want to get out of it because it's too much work, and aren't willing to get out of it because it's too much work, and can't get out of it because it's too much of a paradigm shift. And they don't even know how to start. So it's heartbreaking. It's heartbreaking, but I get it. I get it. But man, this is a lonely journey. I was talking to both of my sisters about this. And just talking about how lonely it truly is when you know your soul's work. Like, and just being super true to yourself. And just how this work is, it is really lonely. But again, we are here to do what it is that we're supposed to do and take the nuggets. So if we take the nuggets and find the joy in what it is that we have and where it is that we have, we're going to manifest exactly what it is that we want, work through what it is that we've got going on, or what it is that we've been stuck with for so many years, karmically and emotionally, subconsciously, consciously, and things that we just haven't known how to deal with. So working our way through this. But, you know, we all do have the opportunity to do that. And it's a choice to either graduate from these lower vibrations of the world and realize that we've got to move on beyond this, because staying in misery and depression and sadness and stuff is just, I mean, is that really the answer? What is that going to do for people? So making these choices and watching people make these choices, you know, it's a lot, I think, for all of us. So And respecting and honoring people for where they're at. I'm like, I'm not mad at anybody. Well, you know, I try not to be. But, and you know, here's the thing too, is not being hurt by stuff too, is to try to pull your emotions out of it, because people are only where they are. Actually, I read this, like I saw it somewhere, but like it came to me epiphany wise, like people fucking really are just where the fuck they are. Like just accepting that people can only do what they can do or what they're willing to do. And if people are willing to make steps towards their greatness, towards their wholeness, towards their integration with their soul self, then they're going to do that. And if they're not, then they're not. And let the people that don't want to be, just let them be. And coming into congruence with that, with my soul's purpose, graduating, moving on, doing my work and walking on for those people that aren't interested anymore. I mean, obviously you leave the bridge open and you're, you know, no bridges burn, nothing mean or anything, but having to walk away from people that you really do love is very painful. But again, we want to stay in the vibrations that we're in, then we're allowed to do that. And I must respect that as a person who works with people and who loves people and who is doing this out of love. I do respect that. I don't like it, but I respect it. And people are here doing the work they're doing. People are in the contracts they're in. We all have a different story, and we're all at different levels of interpretation and of perspectives that we all have, and that's just ours. So coming into congruence with ourselves, it's really all about that and finding out what that may look like for us. So, I hope you work for yourself, work with yourself to come in congruence with that, because it's so painful. As somebody who's gone through this journey, to watch people who are still that deep in. And I know it's very painful for them too, because to be in it is hell. It's literally hell. Literally. But when you're out of it and you're able to be able to see what it is that's happening, and to just try to get some perspective, just being able to wake up in our lives and to say, hey, I'm ready to take some accountability and I'm ready to take some responsibility. And I know this isn't going to be easy and I don't know what this is going to look like, but I'm going to figure out a way to trust the universe. I don't know what God looks like. I don't know what spirit looks like. I don't know what religion looks like. Like, this whole shit is confusing, but I'm going to try this between me, myself, and I, and the God that I am and the God that I have inside of me. And like getting together with Mother Nature and just really, releasing the guilt, releasing the anguish, releasing the fear, releasing the old patterns, releasing the cellular memory, doing everything you can to do your work, and just being honest and accountable and truthful and simplistic and loving. And just doing what you need to do to handle your business and have a life that feels good. Because when we're not in congruence with our soul, it doesn't feel good. And we're constantly fighting. We're either fighting ourselves or fighting other people. I mean, look at the world today. Look at how angry people are. People in my own family fighting, constantly fighting each other. Like, why are people in your own families fighting? It's absolutely nuts. People out in the world can't get along, and people's own internal families can't even support each other. It's absolutely nuts. Like, how come we can't be on different pages from other people and not rip each other apart because we don't believe the same things? Why do we have to be like that these days? Like, it's so sad to see how torn apart families are just because of the division out in the world. And how, I mean, I guess it's always been like that in terms of you can't, you know, your family won't necessarily always be the place that feels at most home for you. But, you know, it would be nice to feel that if you could. It would be. It would be. But, you know, our agreements are what they are, and people are going to come into congruence when they're ready to come into congruence. And we're living at a time where there are so many, generationally speaking, opinions and forms and norms and different things that have happened through all the people and the times that they've come up. Like, genuinely, we're at a place in history where it's just an amazing time that we can say that we're a part of. That we're coming out of the parameters of social structures and the paradigm shifts of what's happening and what has happened and the bullshit that we've all been under. We're all waking up from that. We're finding out what it is that truth looks like for us, to us, what faith looks like in our life and what it works like through our works and what it feels like to us, what intuition looks like, what feeling good looks like, what goodness feels like, all of this, genuinely. Like, it's truly an exciting time to be a part of. And if we pull ourselves out of the social stuff that's happening and the political stuff and all the bullshit that's happening and just decide to open our own hearts up for ourselves and stop being a part of such of the angriness of what's happening out there and the emotions of what's happening, stop fighting. Like, everybody's fighting. People are angry about, everybody's angry about something. Like, I'm so done being angry about anything. I have nothing to be angry about. Like, not nothing. People are angry about something. And, like, stop being angry. Things are what they are. And as long as you flow with them and not fight them, then things are going to go better. And I can't do the fighting anymore. So I absolutely down here am at the water and releasing people with love and light. As much love and light as I can. People who aren't interested in graduating at this point to different frequencies and are just comfortable where they're at. I wish you all the love and peace, and I hope that you're able to find in the time that you're able to work through, at the pace that you're able to work through, what you're needing and what your soul's needing and the lessons that you're needing, because the universe is perfect. You will get what you need at the time. Just keep your eyes open. Trust the universe. And I really do wish everybody love and light. It's very sad to me that we couldn't all do this more peacefully, but it is what it is. So the universe does what the universe does, and the universe is perfect. So things always work out for our best. So again, here I am down with Pachamama, with Mother Earth, helping me take care of all these heavy emotions that I'm dripping onto you today. And hopefully helping you transmute through some of the shit that you're going through with your family too, because this doesn't feel good. And leaving people you love doesn't feel good. So sharing in some of that. So you guys, thank you so much for hanging out with me. Thank you for joining me. As always, please like, comment, share, subscribe, and please just pass this on to at least one person you know that could use some time out for themselves, some perspective, just something in terms of slowing it down, waking up to see what is right in front of them, this beautiful, beautiful existence that we have and the options that we have. So please head to my website at drayalove.com, DRAYALOVE.com. You can get the blog, the podcast, socials, resources, and just so much more to give you lots and lots of breadcrumbs, lots of Pinterest info there too. You guys could just have a ton of breadcrumbs to get you guys back to yourself. So have fun. And again, thank you guys for supporting me so I can continue to support you. And with love, it's your girl, Drea Love.